With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Today, the state health department announced 8 new cases of COVID-19 out of more than 1,700 tests that were run on Thursday. According to health officials, 6 of the cases were from Bighorn County, with 1 each in Gallatin and Missoula counties. Rhonda Johnson, public information officer for Bighorn County, said the 6 new cases in the county were not connected to the surveillance testing of over 1,600 people completed this week. The county reported 3 new cases from tests that were run on Wednesday and has 15 of the state's 28 known active cases. George Realbird III, chairman of the county's health board, said Bighorn County still expects to have more positive cases when results of the surveillance testing are returned. He urged people to wear masks, wash their hands, and follow social distancing guidelines. Montana's 3 gates to Yellowstone National Park will reopen at 10 a.m. Monday as the state moves to its second phase of restarting the economy after shutdowns because of the coronavirus. Montana's entrances at West Yellowstone, Gardner, and Cook City are opening 2 weeks after Wyoming's entrances near Cody and Jackson. The park remains open for day use only. Park Superintendent Cam Shawley says no overnight accommodations are available and large tour buses are not yet allowed. Visitors will be asked to respect health guidelines, but park employees aren't going to be telling visitors to put on masks or socially distance from others. While survey results released today show people are feeling safer to travel, over 90% of Montana's tourism businesses say they expect a long, slow recovery from COVID-19. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Montana's tourism businesses reported 70% fewer bookings for June compared to the same time last year. That's according to a survey conducted by the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana during the first week of May. At the time, the state had recently lifted the stay-at-home order and allowed some non-essential businesses to partially reopen. Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks had yet to announce their reopening plans, and the 2-week self-quarantine requirement for out-of-state travel was still in effect. The ITRR survey, the third in a series intended to gauge the impact of COVID-19 on Montana's travel-related businesses, found most business owners had progressed from feeling slightly worried in mid-March to frightened at the end of March to angry by early May. Almost 6% of the survey participants said they had permanently closed. More than 1/3 said they wouldn't have been able to make it past 6 months if conditions had continued. 1/4 of the participants said they would have lasted up to 1 year. To make up for the loss of revenue, the majority of businesses said they had reduced their marketing and inventory and modified their cancellation policies. About half received COVID-19-related financial aid. The ITRR survey found that, on average, 8 positions per travel business will not be filled for the near future. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
A majority of members of the news staff of the Billings Gazette newspaper have asked owner Lee Enterprises to voluntarily recognize their formation of a union to be called the Montana News Guild. Gazette reporter Juliana Sukit says 19 of the 21 newsroom employees who would be covered by the union signed a letter to the newspaper's publisher. The staff has also submitted information to the National Labor Relations Board to seek a vote authorizing the union's formation. Organizers say Lee Enterprise has cut staff and raised medical costs with few cost of living increases. Sukit says Lee has not responded to the union recognition request. Lee Enterprises also owns 4 other Montana newspapers. A Montana district court will move forward with a challenge against a state law limiting the number of ballots a person can deliver on others' behalf. YPR News' Kevin Trevlin reports the law is currently blocked ahead of the June 2nd primary.
On Friday, Judge Jessica Fair of the Yellowstone County District Court sided with Native American Tribes, Western Native Voice, and Montana Native Vote in denying the state's motion in support of the Ballot Interference Prevention Act, or BIPA. BIPA caps the number of ballots a person or group can drop off for someone else at 6. The law also requires people to sign a form letting election officials know they're dropping off another person's ballot. Lillian Alvernez with the ACLU of Montana is representing the tribes and advocacy groups. She says BIPA significantly limits the voting rights of people on rural reservations.
We're excited for the tribal plaintiffs in our case. It's important that ballot collectors will not be punished for giving these rural voters or indigenous people living on rural reservations access to the ballot box.
Last week, FAIR temporarily halted the state from enforcing BIPA. A different Yellowstone County District Court judge also temporarily suspended BIPA several days later in an unrelated lawsuit brought by Montana Democratic Party figures. Alvarez says Western Native Voice v. Stapleton needs to move forward because the other case could get appealed, and residents of rural reservations have distinct interests in the matter. She says many of them lack mail service and don't have ready access to distant post offices. Groups like Western Native Voice typically bypass those barriers by rounding up hundreds of ballots in rural areas to bring to election offices. BIPA halted those activities. Montana voters passed the law in 2018 by a wide margin after it failed in the legislature the year before. Under BIPA, only spouses, family or household members, caregivers, or close acquaintances can submit ballots. State attorneys declined to comment for this story. They argue the act preserves election security. Election officials haven't found a single instance of absentee voter fraud in Montana. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.